Lord, is risen
indeed. On this day the Lord has acted, we will rejoice and be glad. Amen. Please be seated. It's a great day. It's a great day because this is the day that we remember Christ's resurrection. We remember that. And the word remember, the Greek word anamnesis, is really important because it's not just something that we think about. It's not just something that is lodged in our memory or in our skulls or somewhere in our brain, but being remembered. And remembering is to be connected, to be a member of it, to be part of it, to be reconnected to God. And that's exactly what today is all about. Sometimes we don't realize the importance and significance of Easter Sunday as the chief feast of the church year. And it is so because at Christmas time, Christ assumed a human form and came among us. Today, that humanity that Christ assumed becomes divine. And today, that humanity that you and I live in is now divine. And we often forget that and we don't take it seriously. We forget that what we're called to be are children of God through Christ. Through Christ's acts, we're called to be children of God. We're called to look to God from within, not from without. In today's gospel, Mary is still a little bit confused, and the apostles have much to learn. The Spirit will inform them, but they still have much to learn about Jesus and his ministry and his mission. And Mary, when she goes to the tomb, she finds the stone rolled away, and she is perplexed, and she is distraught because she loves Jesus. And she doesn't know what's happened to the body. And that's what she thinks it is. It's just a body. She thinks it's just his body. And so she goes to Peter and the disciple who Jesus loves. And you know who the disciple who Jesus loves is, right?
John.
It's you! The disciple that Jesus loves is you! Well, me too. Mostly me, but... And she runs out there and she sees him and she says, they've taken him and I don't know where to put him. So they run to see and they don't know. John sees something peculiar with the way that the cloth is wrapped up in the body. He's been so careful about the cloth. And Mary's standing there still distraught. Peter and Jane and John go away. And Mary sees these two angels, these two young men sitting there, and she's so distraught, she's not even surprised by this. And she probably doesn't recognize that they're angels, and she wants to know where the body is. And she's just hung up on this. And she turns around, and there's Jesus right there. And she doesn't recognize him. And John is surprised by this a little bit. And he said, she thought he was the gardener. She supposed he was the gardener. Think about that. The gardener. You know who's supposed to be the gardener? Do you remember who was supposed to be the gardener? Adam. Remember that? Who's supposed to take care of the garden? Adam. Human being 1.0. He was supposed to take care of the garden. He messed it up. He didn't take care of the garden. He took care of Adam. He took care of Eve. The serpent took care of the serpent. And it was the beginning of turning away from God. Turning away. And so when Mary says, she thought, when John says she thought it was the gardener, well, that makes sense. Because Jesus came, and Jesus does tend the garden. And Jesus does take care of the garden. Jesus does care for God's garden. And you know what God's garden is? We're God's garden. That's right. You get an A. We're God's garden. And Jesus says to her, Mary, he speaks her Jesus speaks all of our names. We just don't listen. Jesus speaks my name. For years I thought it was the substance that I was putting in my eyes. No! Jesus speaks our name. And he calls us. When she hears that, she hears the call. She's ready. And she says, Rabuni, teacher. She's so happy. But you know, the first thing Jesus says is, don't cling to me. And that's an important thing for us to hear and for us to remember. Because so often you and I, we look for salvation outside of ourselves and we can't find it. We look outside of ourselves for Jesus and he's not around. And we say, where is he? We look outside of ourselves for God and he's not there. And we say, where are you? And we're driving on the interstate highway system in Pennsylvania. And people are nuts. And we just say, what's going on with your garden? It's true. It's true. I'm the only sane driver in heaven. So watch out and get out of my way. And we're looking in the wrong direction. And we're wanting to cling to things that are outside of us. But Jesus' mission and ministry, and Paul's mission and ministry, was always to make us, to remind us to look within. Because what is it that Christ brought to humanity? What did he bring to us?
Salvation.
Salvation. And what does that mean?
Self.
Yeah, I know.
Being saved from our sins.
Yeah, come on, you make this stuff up. Saved from our sins? Well, yeah, that's right. Because what's a sin? To be saved from our sins, to be so that we can turn back around. Because sin isn't about breaking rules that are outside of us. Sin is about turning away from God. And what Jesus wants us to do is to turn back to God. And where are we going to find God? Look within. Because all of that looking out is not going to save us. What Christ brought to us was life. There are a whole bunch of them out there. I was on So may we do that. May today be the beginning of you recognizing the new life Christ fought to you and shared with you. May you and I look within and find that life and find no place for death, no place for sin. Find only